you said that this house is a net zero energy, non-carbon dioxide house. Why did you choose those two objectives? What's important about non-zero energy or non-carbon dioxide?
We're pushing to the next level, and the next level is carbon neutral. We used to call this a carbon neutral home, but Solar Today 2 months ago came out with an article that defined a carbon neutral home. And a carbon neutral home produces 20% more electricity than it uses. And what that does is it covers the embodied energy to get all the materials there, the embodied energy for construction, and the embodied energy to make all materials. So the drywall, the wood, everything takes energy. So that was their definition. So we're striving to get there. Right now we're just net zero energy. And net zero energy means we produce 100% of the energy that we use in a year. So when a year's over, we'll have produced as many kilowatt hours as we needed. The carbon neutral, or I call it now non-carbon dioxide producing building, is that this is an all-electric home. There is no gas here. There's no firewood backup. There's nothing. Most solar buildings and people that are striving towards net zero energy are using wood as a backup, using the wood for cooking, using the wood for backup heat in the winter and stuff like that. This does not. So I'm not producing any carbon dioxide whatsoever from this building.
And again, I asked Jeff, why do this? Why is this important? What's the value of and because we can obviously just take over another Middle Eastern country and grab their oil, and then we can have all of the hydrocarbons that we need to produce our energy. So why do you do what you do with this house? Why are you aiming at this avoidance of both carbon dioxide and energy use?
Well, we're at peak oil in the world, okay? In the 70s, we hit the United States peak oil, and oil went from 20 cents a gallon to a dollar. That was just the tip of the iceberg. Now we're at world peak oil. The world is out of oil. There's more demand than there is supply. India and China are requiring more oil because they're getting more industrialized. So everyone's fighting for this oil that's a limited supply. We're out of oil. We're ending the oil era. And the carbon neutral is global warming. And to stop global warming, I wanted to prove to everybody that you can do it. That, you know, there's a challenge out, the 2030 challenge, that says, you know, have carbon neutral buildings by 2030. And I'm saying, no, we can do this today. Anyone can do this today. If you put enough money to it, anyone can do it. If you do it right, it's economically feasible. I don't have any energy bills. This is my retirement. I have no energy bills here, and I get checks from the power company.
Does that mean that when you retire, you're going to move into this house, close down the business, and just move in here?
Probably not, no. Probably just lease it out and use the income, but, you know, the income from the building and the income from the energy system, because when you rent commercial buildings, energy can or cannot be included.
Coming back, Jeff, to the reason why you're doing this, you pointed out we passed peak oil, we're already on decline there, things are more expensive. Is it a simple economic necessity, carbon dioxide for global warming? Is it simply that we want to meet the 2030 challenge? Why are these things important? Because a lot of people believe we can just adapt some technology, and when the economic situations are favorable, we'll put in the next technology that will save us from the problem. Why are you trying to be ahead of the pack?
Well, I have a grandson, okay? It's for him. That's why you're doing it all, is for the kids.
Some people think that since we live in Wisconsin, where a significant portion of the year temperature is pretty low, global warming would be a good thing for us. You know, we can get that. Is your son planning on living here in Wisconsin? And is he going to say, you know, Grandpa, why did you prevent the planet from getting warmer?
Gee, it's warm out here. I think I have to sweat. My shoulders feel sloshy, and my feet are getting wet. My corncob pipe is drooping, my top hat doesn't fit. My knees are kind of shaky, I think I better sit.